Bottom of the fifth starts with the last place hitter in the Brewer lineup. That's Tyler Stang. He looks at a ball, then swings at a strike and fouls a strike off. He's in a hole at 1-2. Lineup flips over with Luke Harn and Ethan Fruth on deck and in the hole. For the Brewers, looking to add to their 2-0 lead here. Stang hits it on the ground towards short, deep in the hole. Camps in, has it roll up his arm, and it'll be a air on the Lakers shortstop as leadoff man on for Luxembourg here in the fifth. Going to get a pinch runner here now. Is that
12.
Chris Clark will run for Tyler Stang. So Clark running for Stang. Luke Harn will be the batter. Brewers like the small ball, Randy. We'll watch the top hand of Harn here. As Trent Wendland set, Harn looks like his hands were maybe making their way towards the handle.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the old Torrey Hunter trick. When they would ever throw over, no matter if he was bunting or not, he would always fake or put
his
hand.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
it's okay.
A savvy move. I remember seeing that as a little kid being like, wow, this is a really good idea.
Just to think about it in every at-bat that that occurs. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody at some level pulled Torrey Double Eye Hunter that when they throw over, put your hand to the handle, as Harn does, put a beauty of a bunt up the left side. Ludwig Fields on the run. What a play, Grant Ludwig, with a lovely throw right there coming in to get Harn for the sacrifice. Clark ends up at second base, but tip of the cap to Ludzy right there.
That's a heck of a play by Grant. I mean, that ball was just about in no man's land, Kirby, and Ludwig still got Harn by a step over there. Yet.
Good bunt by Harn. Better play by Ludwig, and it'll be up to Ethan Fruth right here for the Brewers trying to tack on to that 2-0 lead they currently possess. As Wendland set, looks back at Clark at second base. This pitch missing low, scooped up by Shane Campson. Chris Knaus, manager for Luxembourg, applying signs in the third base coaching pavilion. He's got his eye on the middle of the Laker infield. Clark with his lead. Wendland set. 1-0 offering to Fruth is tapped right side. Fielded by Wessel. Carter's only got one play. That's to the bag at first to retire Fruth. Three unassisted for out number two. Bump it up 90 feet to third base is Chris Clark, and it'll be up to Josh Lanko here for the Brewers with two down.
Well, I think getting a hit probably is the best case scenario, but just where he hit that ball again, Kirby, getting the guy over to third base. Now, I mean, there's a number of different scenarios where Clark could score.
Productive out.
Yep.
On over. Now can they get him in? As Wendland trying to keep it right here. First offering to Lanko, missing high for a ball. Josh today flew out to short to end the first inning and flew out to short to begin the third inning.
You look at how deep some guys are in the box. Lanko is right over the plate. I mean, he's not even stepped back in the box at all.
1-0 pitch curled in there nicely on the hook from Wendland. Yeah, he's right on it. Front foot right at the beginning of the plate, back foot inch or two behind it. As this pitch missing high for a ball, overthrowing right there was Wendland.
Yeah, his front foot actually strides out of the front of the box.
2-1 the count. Wendland steps off the back of the rubber, adjusts his hat. Now he's ready. 2-1 pitch. That's high for a ball. Now 3-1. Couple bases open, but you got some pretty doggone good hitters here in the middle of this Lux lineup. Yeah. It's kind of a pick your poison if you want Lanko, Funnensteiner, Orth. As Wendland ready. His 3-1 offering. Off speed, missing high, and it's a 5-pitch walk issued to Josh Lanko, and that'll bring Reed Funnenstein to the plate for Luxembourg.
And I don't know if Wendland, if that was more planned than not, if he knows that much about Josh Lanko, but that he wasn't going to give in to him there.
So Funnenstein to the dish, yeah, just on 3-1, didn't look like he really wanted any chunk of him right there. Wendland set, first offering to Funnenstein, that buzzes the corner for a first pitch strike. There are two away here, 2-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg in the bottom of the fifth inning. Wendland trying to keep it here. Lux is looking to tack on. Wendland set right at the chin. Looks at Lanko. Off-speed pitch. Daddy Hack comes up empty from Funnenstein, and he's in a hole at 0-2.
A couple times today already, Reed has given it his all on those swings, and that time he ended up on his knee.
Aiming for the M on the scoreboard up there. Two-strike pitch, cut on and missed. As he tried checking his swing, he did not. Base umpire Jameson Barrett says you went, and the Brewers squander a nice chance here in the fifth. They score no runs on no hits. There was a Laker error and two runners left on base. We've played five. It's 2-0 in favor of Luxembourg. It's field maintenance inning, as we will be back in 1 minute. On to the sixth on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15C tournament.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
On to the sixth here in Meyer Grove, as it is Weston Brinkman, Adam Yeager, Shane Camps at 9-1-2 in the Laker lineup. Randy, again, I'm running out of soliloquies to come up with. They're trying to crack the Harn code, and it's been tough. He's shut down some pretty doggone good teams, and he's doing it again here today.
This is what we come to expect from JT Harn, Kirby, and we know nothing other. We know nothing other. So it's almost like if he has something off, it's like, what's wrong with JT?
Yeah, someone get a temperature reading on JT because something's up with him.
That's right.
He's been great through five.
He's methodical. He just gets her done.
He's been great through five, and he's got four innings to go yet. Lakers got 12 outs to play with to try to get moving here, only down two. In the top of the sixth inning, as Brinkman shows hands, pulls back for ball number one. Westo flew out to left his first time up. As Harn right back, 1-0 offering. Brinkman does throw the hands out there for a bunt at this one, missing it to even it up at 1-1. It is Lake Henry and Luxembourg here. Winner of this one's going to get St. Martin, scheduled for this evening in El Rosa. Loser will play our final game of the our second game tomorrow, it would be the loser would play against New Munich. That is a scheduled 1:30 start time. As Brinkman comes up empty on the Harn fastball. JT right back. His 1-2 pitch chopped up the first base line. That'll twist foul, and Brinkman stays alive, and it remains at 1-2.
Over in Region 4C, Starbuck is leading Wilmer, actually beat Wilmer in seven innings today, 11-1. Starbuck really having a good season with a lot of Lake Henry-type names on that team.
Gruber.
Yes.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Brinkman's out on strikes for out number one, strikeout seven for JT Harn.
Of course, Brian Gruber, who used to pitch for Lake Henry, has got a whole bunch of boys, and they all play for Starbuck.
Does he have like six kids or something like that? All boys? Not one headlock in that whole house, I bet. As back to the top of the order, and Adam Yeager. Yeag looks at a first pitch strike. Bounced out twice to Harn. Once Harn went to first with it, next time he went to second with it to start a 1-6-3 double play. As the one strike pitch missing low, now 1-1. That double play was in the third inning where Lake Henry had first and third, nobody out. And a pop-out, and that double play got Harn out of hot water. As the 1-1 pitch, Yeager looks at a strike again, and he's in a hole at 1-2. This is where the four lefties in a row, Randy, you go 9-1-2,
sure.
3. So Harn, I don't know if he's licking his chops or what. He likes what he sees as the two-strike pitch chopped up the right side, fielded by Lanco on a backhand, underhand flip. Harn dropped it, unable to hold on. It was a feed kind of behind Harn. I got to give an error right there because if he catches it, Yeager's out.
Yep.
So it's an error on the Brewers, and a man aboard for Lake Henry gets the tying run into the batter's box in the form of Shane Campson.
Yeah, JT Harn was sprinting over there, and Lanco just didn't lead him enough. He threw behind him, like you said, Kirby.
A game and a half thus far today here in Meyer Grove. We've seen that play a lot thus far.
Yes.
The Silver Streak Martin game, and now again here today. As Harn first offering to Campson, that bounces up there, and a nice pick behind the plate by Will Beckman, keeping Jaeger at first base. Nice dig behind the dish.
How did he come up with that?
Clean, too.
Clean.
It wasn't like a knockdown. He scooped it. Harn set. Look over at Jaeger as the 1-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground through the right side. Hit and run to perfection. Jaeger easily goes first to third, and the Lakers are cooking with one away as Ludzie dials up the hit and run, and Campson punches it right through.
It's just amazing, Kirby, the momentum you give a team with an error. I mean, and that error, that was should have been an out, and you have Campson at the plate with two outs instead. You throw the hit and run on now, and bam, now you look to Carter Wessel.
It's Wessel, the last of the row of lefties for the Lakers. Middle infield looking for the double play ball. Corners are even with the bag is Orth as Wessel shoots one down the left field line foul. Lanco, of course, holding the runner on at first base. Between innings, Will Beckman, not that these mean anything, but if it's a lollipop throw, it doesn't mean anything, but the catcher, Beckman, appears to have a cannon, Randy.
Yes.
As Campson, not much of a lead over there. Harn set. He'll come home. The pitch to Wessel. That's looped into short center field, and it's down for a hit. Shano's trying to go first to third. He will do so. Across the score is Jaeger, and it's a one-run game.
Just a good piece of hitting by Carter Wessel, putting bat on ball. And the experience of Shane Campson, he knew he was going to take third already, Kirby, when he was 20 feet from second base.
A decision made right off the bat.
Absolutely. Yep. Just by where that ball was going to fall, he could read it.
Harn shading a little towards left center. The ball punched to short right center, and Shane, the decision right off the bat. So now we got a 2-1 ball game. Runner still at the corners for Lake Henry, and the batter's Grant Ludwig. Wessel at first. Campson scooted over to third, and Grant fouls the first pitch back and out of play.
Nice swing by Grant Ludwig. Here again, Kirby, a player that's had loads of state tournament experience for the Lakers. Got to play when he was a high school senior.
This is the guy I always think of, that 2017 Lake Henry run. As first and third here, Harn set, a look over. His one-strike pitch to Ludwig is on the corner for a strike. I always think of he played Friday night or Thursday night, first game of the weekend for Painesville for Max Maher for football, and then played four state tournament games that weekend. You talk about the athletic weekend of your freaking life.
Exactly.
I think he led the Bulldogs in tackles. He had hits, made great plays for the Lakers. What a weekend. As the two-strike pitch, Ludwig pops up, and that'll flip out of play. As he stays alive at 0-2, dangerous Jason Campson on deck for Lake Henry. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first for the Lakers. Harn, human this inning, as JT set, staring at Carter Wessel. Slide step, pitch popped up, fouling out of play over the burger stand to keep our count at 0-2. Bryce Eggert's out of balls. He's getting peppered right now with the foul balls incoming. 0-2 the count. Lakers have struck here in the sixth, and they're looking for more. JT Harn's got other plans as he gets the sign from his catcher, Will Beckman. Left-hander set right at the face. Long pause. Comes high with it. This pitch chopped up the third baseline. Campson's going to try to score. Orth's only got one play. It's to first, and it's in time. But Shano, another great read, Randy. Comes across to score the tying run.
It was on contact. Shane said, I'm going. And, Orth glanced for a split second, and he shook his head, and he goes, I'm not going to get him. So he got the out at first.
He was playing a little behind the bag, but not exactly at the back of the infield by any means, Randy. And just the way it was chopped, slow infield, Shano took a chance, said, throw me out. And Derek looked at him and said, no, I can't. So I'm going to first to get the for sure out.
You bet.
So it's an RBI for Grant Ludwig, and we're tied at 2 here in Meyer Grove. Wessel ends up at second base, and Jason Campson, into the batter's box. He laces one right at the face of Derek Orth. D.O. catch it or go to the dentist, and he chose wisely. He puts that one away to retire the Lakers here in the sixth. But they strike for two in the sixth, scoring two runs on two hits. There was one big Luxembourg air and one runner left on base. At a new ball game after 5.5. Scoreboard now reads Lake Henry 2, Luxembourg 2. On to the bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Columbia Gear and Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on Chasm Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
1, 2, 3,
what a difference an inning makes as we got a 2-2 ball game as we head to the bottom of the sixth. 5-6-7 in the Lux lineup, and it starts with Derek Orth. First pitch looking at a ball from Trent Wendland, who has been gifted a new life now, Randy Rothstein.
There's a little more buzz in the crowd. Now we got both teams, both fan bases talking.
JT kind of did that to us through the first five innings, lull you to sleep a little bit,
yep.
And now some juice back here in Meyer Grove as the 1-1 pitch to Orth is on the corner for a strike, 1-2. This young Laker lefty, other than the two runs in the second, has had some quick, clean innings as the two-strike pitch to Orth missing high evens it up at 2-2. See, the Spring Hill Chargers have made their way to Meyer Grove as the 2-2 pitch that's missing low to fill it up at 3-2. Derek Orth not right at the middle of the box. He's way back in the box. As the payoff pitch chopped up the first base line, that is foul up the first base line. And we'll do the 3-2 over again. Nathan Terrace taking a picture, one fence post in, Randy. That's probably a good view he's got right there. As this pitch punched towards third, past a diving Ludwig, and Lux gets the leader on here with a solid knock from Derek Orth.
Orth 2-for-3 today at a base hit, scored a run back in the second inning. See what the Brewers do now as they bring their catcher to the plate, Mr. Beckman.
I don't think we have to see from what we've learned from these guys that that top hand will be moving.
Beckman's 1-for-1 with a walk, run scored.
They play the small ball in Lux. Yeah. That's their brand of ball. Make them throw you out. Beckman does not square. He takes a strike right there, and it is 0-1 the count. Knaus, a quick sign application. As Orth leading from first. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There goes Orth. Pitch missing low, and Campson's unable to scoop it, and it's a stolen base. Other avenues to get a runner into scoring position.
Boy, as luck would have it, the pitch is in the dirt, and Orth doesn't even have to slide into second base. And now, Beckman, just a golden opportunity here to give his team the lead back.
Pitch was a ball, of course, being in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Orth leading from second. Wendland looking right at him. Trent coming home, now squaring to bunt and putting it right up the first base line. Fielded by Wendland. He'll flip over to Hupp for covering. And there's the sacrifice we were looking for. Orth ends up at third base on a well-executed bunt. Beckman will come across his entire dugout out to say nice bunt. That will bring Brady Ketting to the plate. He's got an RBI already today. Laker infield's got to come in here, trying to mow down the runner at home with just one out. Wendland is first offering to Ketting, missing high for a ball. Brady with an RBI single in the second inning. And a 1-6-3 double play in the fourth. As Wendland His one strike offering chopped on the ground to short. This won't get it done as Campson looks back twice and now throws across the diamond. Orth got him to get two looks over there. Look at Jason right now, looking right over at him like, you little devil. Just go back to the bag.
I don't know if I've seen that. It's like, yeah, two looks. He had that much time that he could look him back, and Orth was deking him all the time.
Am I going or not?
Yeah.
Jason looked at him, thought he was going to throw, looked at him again. Got him back to the bag. So now the infield back to normal depth as the first offering to Connor Clark, missing inside for a ball. Go-ahead run still at third for the Brewers in the form of Derek Orth, who singled, stole second, and advanced to third on a bunt. This pitch popped up short center field. Coming on is Brinkman. He's not going to get it, and it's a RBI knock for Connor Clark, and the Brewers back on top, 3-2.
Brewers, of course, Kirby, playing the odds there, taking their chance of sacrificing an out on that sacrifice by Beckman. They got two licks at getting a base hit to get Orth in, and there he comes, Connor Clark with the bloop single.
He gets the RBI, his second hit of the day, and it's 3-2 Lux as Tyler Singh takes a strike from Trent Wendland. Bottom six here, now 3-2 as Mr. Winkles has been activated and jog down to the pen. Wendland set. There goes the runner. Pitch missing low. Campson throw to second. A beauty and safe. Got around it. All right.
Yeah, that throw was to the front side of the base, and Clark's swinging around and sliding to the backside of second base.
Nice work right there by Clark on the athletic slide as Campson's throw, I thought, was ample time for Sammy to plant the tag on him. So another runner in a scoring position now. Pitch was a ball. So 1-1 the count as Stang's going to step out of the batter's box. Tyler thus far today, he had an RBI back in the first inning on a single and reached on an error in the fifth, 1-2 with a stake. As Wentlet is called for a balk. Jameson Barrett is calling the balk on Trent Wendland, and advancing to third now is Connor Clark. Did you see it?
I did.
Yeah. What did you do, flinch?
He flinched. He was set, and he flinched that hand and didn't throw.
As Wendland's 1-1 pitch to Stang, that's hit in the air to center field. Brinkman has it measured on a back pedal now, still going back, and he does make the catch to retire Stang and the Brewers here in the sixth. But Lux punches back to recapture the lead. One run, two hits. No Laker errors and a runner left at third base. We have played six. Scoreboard reads Luxembourg 3, Lake Henry 2. On to the seventh, coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Seventh we go here in Meyer Grove. 3-2 our score. J.T. Harn has been handed a lead once again. First offering to Nick Dingman, missing for a ball, as is the second pitch. 2-0 the count. Dingman, Leeser, Hupfer, 6-7-8 in Keith Leeser's Laker lineup, as the 2-0 pitch waved at and missed right there by Dingman, moving our count to 2-1. Nick today, a couple strikeouts, looking and swinging thus far. As Harn ready. 2-1 pitch. That's popped up down the right field line. That'll twist foul and out of play.
Can I give you a little insight how fast J.T. Harn wants to pitch?
I'd love that.
First pitch to Nick Dingman was a ball low and away. The first base umpire was over by the Lake Henry dugout. Yeah, talking to the Lake Henry Lakers.
He's cut from that Al Almdahl toe-and-go cloth, Randy. Let's get moving here.
Yeah. Jameson Barrett then made his way out to the first baseline.
2-2 pitch missing low to fill it up to Dingman. That's pretty good. Oh, they're playing? Oh, I better get moving here.
Exactly.
As the payoff pitch to Dingman swung on and missed, but it gets to the backstop. The throw down to first is not in time. That hits Dingman in the back, and the Lakers get the leadoff man on. I don't know that I've ever seen a high strike swing and a miss that completely airmailed everything, Randy.
That was up by his head. That was up by his head, and I think that's what distracted Beckman, the catcher, Kirby. It's that he swung at it because Beckman was up in his stance already.
Yeah.
The pitch was so high.
Like he was almost up to go retrieve it from the backstop
right. Because
it was ball four.
Yeah, and Dingman looked back. It's like, oh, he didn't catch it?
Well, I'll go run to first then. So Dingman strikes out for the third time, but he's aboard this time. And Matt Leiser into the batter's box. As Harn set, Leiser squares, pulls back for ball one.
A little more small ball here, Kirby, trying to get the even here again.
Lake Henry trails by a run, getting late early as we're in the top of the seventh inning. As Harn set, not much of a lead for Dingman at first. As squaring again is Leiser, he lunges at this one. And that is a strike. He didn't get that bunt down. One and one the count. Matthew Leiser on the day. Singled in the third. Walked in the fifth. So he's one for one. As Harn set, comes home. Leiser pulls back but takes a strike. So he'll have to look for a different avenue to get Dingman moving. He's in a hole at one and two. One and two the count. Kurt Meyer must have saw Nathan Terrace's photo opportunity, and he went out to a dead center field to take a picture.
Take
a picture himself. Good thinking, Kurt. Two-strike pitch, cut on and missed. Chasing the high heater is Matt Leiser for out number one for Harn, his ninth punch-out through six and a third.
Matt's probably going to go back to the dugout and look at that at-bat and go, say, that wasn't real good at-bat. Let the only strike go right down the middle and swung in a couple high pitches.
Tried bunting a ball, looked at a strike down the middle, and swung out of the zone as Hupfer looks at a strike right here. Sammy with a base knock in the third, strikeout looking in the fifth. One for two. Dingman not much of a lead over there. He's not in love with this lefty move as Harn comes home. One strike pitch to Hupfer, popped up fouling out of play. Sam's in a hole at 0-2. It was two last inning for Lake Henry in the sixth, and it all came with one out. Reached on an air, single, and then a ground out RBI that got that second run across. The Shane Campson base running clinic last inning for Lake Henry in the sixth. Somewhere Tom Amansky is blushing as the 0-2 offering to Hupfer cut on and missed. As Sam's out on strikes for out number two, strikeout number 10 for JT Harn, and the batter will be Weston Brinkman, who's already struck out once himself here.
So you can get four strikeouts an inning, can't you, Kirby?
I mean, are you reading the future 45 seconds from now?
I don't know, but you could.
You could.
Yeah.
Opportunity. Dingman, he struck out, but he reached. Swing and a miss right there from Weston Brinkman. Brinkman flew out to left, and as I had mentioned, struck out. JT's got 10 of them through his 20 outs thus far. As Harn set, one strike offering. That's chopped up the first base line. Nice high hop for Adam Miller, coaching first, and Weston in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count. Vledzi puts a little wheels in motion right here. Maybe disrupt some timing from Harn. Dingman, a little extra step. He stays put, 0-2 pitch, in there, strike three, and Randall, it's a four-strikeout inning, and strikeouts 8, 9, 10, 11 for JT Harn. For the Lakers in the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Stretch time in Meyer Grove, it's 3-2 in favor of Luxembourg, onto the bottom of the seventh in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime.
The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Do you have wireless dead spots in your home or business? Well, Albany Mutual Telephone can help. Let our team of professionals maximize your wireless internet signal where you need it most. With our managed Wi-Fi, we offer an industry-leading technology solution that boosts your wireless internet connection. Get managed Wi-Fi from Albany Mutual Telephone today. Call us at 320-845-2101 or visit online at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Bottom seven, top of the order for Luxembourg, and it starts with Luke Harn, who looks at a first pitch ball. Our Region 15C baseball broadcast brought to you by Beyerbilt, B&S Excavating, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center. As Harn lifts this one to left, Dingman right on it, over a step. He'll make the catch to retire Harn. F7 for out number one. Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body in Farming, Kramer Lumber, Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar, Richmond A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, White Clover Farms, as Fruth looks at a strike. Ethan thus far today has working on an 0-for-3, two flyouts and a bounce out as Wentlands. One strike pitch, missing high for a ball. Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Fruth looks at a corner right there, moves the count to 1-2. Columbia Gear, St. Martin National Bank, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo Incorporated, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. As the 1-2 pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Pep's Pork, Painesville Farmers Union, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op, Johnny Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Greenwald Pub, and Freeport State Bank. Stay tuned after the game. Randy will name our coveted cap player of the game, as that player will get Randy's coveted cap. Got some great candidates thus far, as great take right there by Ethan Fruth, evening our count up at 2-2. Wentlandt's 2-2 pitch is fouled at home plate, as Fruth hangs in there to keep the count at 2-2. Stay tuned later this afternoon. It'll be Spring Hill and El Rosa, a little Stearns County League North bout coming, as the 2-2 pitch taken high for a ball. And then the night game, the winner of this one's going to get St. Martin over in El Rosa later this evening. Full count here to Ethan Fruth, followed by Josh Lenko, as that pitch cut on and missed. And Trent Wentlandt, Randy, he's tossing zeros up on that board.
Absolutely, he has been impressed with him so far. Yeah, last night Richmond beat Watkins 7-2. Earlier today, St. Martin over Numinic 2-1. Here we got another dandy 3-2. It's Luxembourg leading Lake Henry in the seventh.
3-2 our score, as Lenko punching this one to left. Dingman over right on it, and it's a quick inning for Trent Wentlandt as he retires the top of the Brewer order in order. Three up, three down. Through seven. 3-2 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the eighth in a minute on Chasm.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyerbilt Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyerbilt Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at Beyerbilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, Beyerbilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
for the Lakers, right fielder Adam Yeager.
On to the eighth here in Meyer Grove. With the eighth inning call, it's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Adam Yeager will lead it off for Lake Henry. He is the top of the order. Yeager, Campson, and Wessel facing left-hander JT Harn. That's JT wheels and deals. Pitch a little bit low to Yeager. Now 2-0.
Now, I'm not here to discourage anyone from not listening to Chasm Radio. We're providing a service to those who can't attend Regents as
pitch inside and 3-0.
But if you were going to come to one region game, I would suggest coming tomorrow at 11 o'clock to watch Randy Rothstein throw out the first pitch. That's the game I'd want to go to. If I could only go to one, it'd be the game I'd pick.
Oh, Kirby.
You need redemption from bobblehead night.
I probably do, yes. Yeah.
Has Mary got the catcher's mitt ready for this evening when you get home?
I think it might be me and the dog playing catch. Here's a foul ball by A. Yeager at the plate, and the count full at 3-2.
See that ball flip right there?
I did.
That was pretty cool. Just flipped it out of his glove into his hand.
Three balls, two strikes. Pitch to Adam Yeager, chopped on the ground to Harn on the mound. JT the underhand flip to Lanko, and 1-3 in the putout. Bring Shane Campson to the plate. I just get a kick out of amateur baseball because budgets aren't that big. It's not major leagues. It's not minor league baseball. But, yeah, the bat was laying at the plate, and Shane walks right up to it. I'm going to use that piece of lumber.
There was a Lake Henry game one time, or maybe it was a Spring Hill game. Cole Schmitz was catching for Richmond, and he told me that the entire team swung the same bat the whole game. I think it was Hill. The bat just sat in the box the whole game.
Really?
That was the bat, yeah.
Unreal.
Bat boy had not needed today because
we're
just sitting in the box.
Shane Campson swings at the pitch, 0-1 the count to the Laker catcher. The pitch low and away, and the count 1-1, one strike. 1-1 the count. Pitch foul to the backstop, and the count 1-2. You know, and that becomes the conversation point, too. It's like, what is it with that bat? Why doesn't that break?
That bat's got hits in it.
That bat's got hits in it. It's almost like you worship it. It's like one of the movies, those baseball movies, where you talk to the bat and stuff like that.
Yeah, Pedro Serrano talking to his bat.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
So I never wanted anyone touching my bat.
Don't break that bat.
Well, it was my bat.
Yeah,
you know, get
exactly.
Your own. Go find your own.
Campson will pop this one up foul. Foul ground over by third base. Derek Gork pedaling and makes the catch for the out.
Soft contact for the Lakers here as they're running out of outs, Randy.
Yeah, they are indeed. That'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate.
Right, first baseman, Carter Wessel.
Carter Wessel so far today, 1-for-3. He has JT Harn deals, and Wessel swings and misses strike one. One the count, two outs, 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Pitch inside. I don't know, that pitch was so inside, Bryce Eggert, the home plate umpire, was shifting behind the plate. It's like, whoa. He's got Beckman back there. Beckman catches everything. Pitch bouncing up to the, well, and it gets past him.
The jinx.
Oh, man, I got to keep my mouth shut. Yeah. 2 balls and a strike. Well, nobody's on base.
Nobody's on, so that's right. The one you basically
right.
Let sail by.
2-1, Wessel take high and tight and count 3-1. Kerb just mentioned a while ago, it'll be El Rosa and Spring Hill. Game number three here today in Meyer Grove. There's a strike called and 3-2.
So there's the thought process, Randy. It's 3-1. You probably trying to get a base runner on, but you know he's not really going to give in much. So is that the one you uncork on?
Yeah. There's a swing and a miss, and out on strikes. JT Harn keeps mowing him down. 1-2-3 go the Lakers in the eighth after 7.5. It's Luxembourg 3, Lake Henry 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Reid Funnenstein leads off the Luxembourg Brewers' eighth inning, and a swing and a miss by Funnenstein. Takes the next pitch, a fly ball to left field. Nick Dingman didn't see it off the bat, and Dingman makes the catch out in left center field. Not too far in front of that fence as Funnenstein gave it a ride.
Who has the worst feeling there, Randy? The pitcher when the outfielder puts his arms out like that, or the outfielder who's got his arms out like that?
It's called the manager.
Yeah, him too. Him too. He counts in there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's like heart attack. No, look for it. It's right there. Yeah. Everybody else sees it.
Yeah.
Those are always the best, too.
Oh.
Because it was always a bad angle thing.
There was.
You put your arms out like that, and it's like, it's up! Like, well, I know it's up, but, like, where specifically is it?
At the plate, Derek Orth, the count to two balls and no strikes as Wendland brings the offering to Orth right at the letters, and the count, two balls and a strike. Two on the count. Swing and a miss by Derek Orth, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2. It's Luxembourg with a one-run lead over Lake Henry. That pitch inside to Orth, and the count at 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes. Winner will get St. Martin. That is tonight. Orth pops this one straight up. Doesn't see it. That's Campson doesn't see it. Wendland comes over and makes a catch. Kirby, we just talked about that. Unreal. Wendland has to come from the pitcher's mound because Shane Campson was blinded and could not find it.
Shane didn't see it. Trent did. He came over and made a catch easily. I love that. Shane looks right at Ludzie like, I have no idea. Like, well, get out of the way. Here comes
yeah,
Wendland.
Here comes your pitcher. As Beckman pops this one up over by first base, Carter Wessel in foul ground. Boy, Wendland's had some quick innings.
What a job by Trent Wendland.
Yes,
today.
Absolutely. Out is Beckman, and that will end the Brewers' eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We head to the ninth, 3-2. It's Luxembourg with the lead over Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Top of the ninth, JT Harn has completed his warm-up tosses, and Harn will be facing the 4-5-6 hitters for Lake Henry, Ludwig, Jason Campson, Nick Dingman.
Do or die.
Yeah, JT Harn
12 strikeouts today, has walked one, given up the two runs on four hits. And Ludwig takes a ball outside, 1-0.
Reed Funnenstein heating it up just in case down in the Brewer pen.
One ball, no strikes to Ludwig. There's a strike on the inside corner and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Harn comes home. There's a strike on the outside corner and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. J.T. Harn rocks and fires. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball. And the home plate umpire said Beckman didn't catch it. Beckman showed it to him.
I think he did catch that, but that's a tough call for Bryson. Bryce is looking into the dugout right now. Like, I didn't think he caught it, so I said no. I mean, and Beckman looked right back. If you look and you get the incomplete pass sign from the umpire, you know you got to throw him out at first base, and he had plenty of time to do it.
Right.
He's got the arm capable to make it happen. So.
13 strikeouts for J.T. Harn as Jason Campson makes his way to the plate, and a swing and a miss by Jason, strike one. Jason was looking at us up here in the press box as he wanted to tie this one up in one swing. The kick, the pitch by Harn, upstairs, and a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Harn, a couple shakes of Beckman's signs. Now he's ready, and there's a fastball right down the middle, and 1-2 to Jason Campson.
The attacker, J.T. Harn, he does not like pitching from behind.
Ball and two strikes. Ready and raring to go, Harn, and that pitch missing a little bit high in the strike zone, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the ninth. JT delivers and a swing and a miss. Campson's out on strikes.
This guy's something else. I mean, 14 strikeouts, and it's he's competing. He's bringing it on right away, and the Lakers just they had their successes in the sixth inning, but for the most part, it's been lights out from JT.
As Nick Dingman up to the plate, Dingman drives this one foul right under a bleacher section down the first base line. That got very close to some young kids. A little stroller there. 0 on the count to Dingman. Breaking ball, strike two called. Fastball, breaking ball, and now Nick Dingman's going, what
now,
is next?
Now where's he going?
Yeah, exactly. 3-2, Luxenberg in the ninth. The 0-2 to Dingman. Drive down that right field line again, and out of play. The count stays 0-2.
Leo's had a pretty slow weekend thus far, Randy.
He has. It has not come close to any cars. Ready to go. JT's pitch, and Dingman fighting off that pitch down by his knees. Count stays at 0-2.
Just doing anything he can not to get that fourth strikeout here and extend this game, Randy. Just spitting on each of these pitches.
0-2 the count. Harn shakes off one, shakes off another, and now Dingman calls time. Nick Dingman in the batter's box. Here's J.T. Harn. His pitch just missing off the corner. And the count at a ball and two strikes. Good tease there by J.T. Harn.
Couldn't have been much, and Bryce has never been afraid to punch someone out, so had to have been close.
Harn's pitch. Low again, says the home plate umpire, and 2-2. Waiting on deck for the Lakers, it's Matthew Leza, the DH. Two balls, two strikes. J.T. Harn kicks, delivers. Dingman, a line drive. Josh Lanko will run it to the bag, and that will do it as the Lake Henry Lakers go down in the ninth inning. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. Your final score today, it was Luxenberg 3, Lake Henry 2. Kirby Hemish. We are going to take a
1 minute timeout, 3 minute timeout. Kirby says a 3 minute timeout. We'll be back and name our player of the game and recap this one for you in 3 minutes.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen printed products of the Rambo company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, good. Okay, welcome back to Meyer Grove as game number 3 of our region tournament goes final today. 3-2, Luxembourg with the win over the Lake Henry Lakers, 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Lake Henry left 4 men on base today. Luxembourg, they left on 7 today. And Kirby, you told me right after we got done, just a extremely fast game today. Pitchers were in control.
If you think about between the first six games, Randy, we've seen one pitching change. Through the two games here today, we've had an hour and 50 minutes and an hour and 41 minutes. We started an hour late.
Yeah.
This next game is going to basically be a half an hour off schedule.
Right.
These guys are just the, you know, making up for lost time, basically. And, I mean, Reller, Leaser, Wendland, Harn, these guys were just toe and go right away, and we've seen some great pitching here today.
We certainly have. Great pitching, had some great plays in the field today. They're not kicking it around. And yeah, and JT Harn was spectacular today, striking out 14 in this ball game for the Luxembourg Brewers, who scored a couple runs early in the ball game, and at 2-0 in the second inning, kind of made a statement. The Lakers showed they weren't done, though. In the sixth, they picked up two runs, but Luxembourg came right back, got that insurance run in the bottom of the sixth inning, and then it was all JT Harn. You know, Kirby, after that sixth inning, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, he got four strikeouts in the seventh, one in the eighth, and two more in the ninth inning.
Seven through his last
three.
Last trip through his last nine outs. So
yeah.
He was, or I guess last 10 outs, because he had the two there, or the
right.
Four in the one inning. But he's something else. I mean, he's going to have a cap on his head here in the next 20 minutes, because you and I just gush over this guy. And if people think it's the, you know, if it's the JT Harn, you know, advertising campaign between Kirby and Randy, come watch this guy pitch, and or go talk to the Lakers and hear about how nasty this guy can be, and comes right at you.
Yeah.
Four different pitches, and he's impressive, man.
He's the kind of pitcher you want to set your kid or grandkid down and say, watch this guy pitch.
You'll be like him.
That's who you want to be like. Absolutely. JT Harn, congratulations. You're a coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. You'll get your very own Chasm Cap in just a matter of moments. Kirby, so we've got three games in the books right now. Game number four, El Rosa and Spring Hill, here in about 20, 25 minutes. We'll have that for you on KASM. I know Scott's got a lot of things to do back at the station between our ball games. We want to recognize, too, our Region 15C sponsors, the fine folks over at Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Buyer Belt, Freeport State Bank, the Greenwell Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, bringing us baseball this weekend, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Munich Sox Center and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, of Wake Park, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond, A&W, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, and Grove Mutual Insurance. They bring us baseball on KASM Radio. We are going to take a timeout, and we're going to send it back to our studios in Albany as a... Scott Stevens. Thank you, guys. Scott Stevens will take you for the next 25 minutes, 30 minutes or so. Scott, we'll let you do your thing. 3-2, Luxembourg beating Lake Henry this afternoon. It's all yours, Scott.